Today's non-fiction is The Great Stink of 1858. This was written by Miss Bourne with information taken from the BBC and the History Press. In 1858, only the wealthiest households in London could afford toilets. Most human waste was thrown out onto the street. Even in richer homes, people would avoid stepping out to use the toilets at night time. It would have been the unfortunate job of a chambermaid to empty the pots out of the windows in the morning. Unsurprisingly, the sewers, which had been built to drain rainwater into the River Thames, became full of stinking, raw sewage up to 2 metres deep. To make matters worse, factories were pumping waste into the water too. As the cities grew, the authorities were powerless to solve the problem. It would cost a lot of money, and the government didn't have the power to ask for more tax to pay for it. It looked as if the problem was there to stay. It's hard to believe that water companies were still extracting the same filthy water from the river to sell to their customers to drink. However, a crisis in 1858 made the situation impossible for anybody to ignore any longer. Early in August, as a long hot summer warmed the water in the Thames, an overpowering smell began to rise. This event became known as simply the Great Stink. Various chemicals were poured into the water in an attempt to make it smell better, but nothing really worked. Queen Victoria and her husband, Prince Albert, were due to take a pleasure cruise on a riverboat. However, after just a few minutes, they discovered how bad the smell really was and demanded that the boat's skipper should return them to the riverbank immediately. Inside the Houses of Parliament, which are directly next to the river, the smell became unbearable. The curtains were soaked in chloride and lime juice to mask the smell so that MPs could continue their work. When this was unsuccessful, the Prime Minister was forced to close Parliament. In a local newspaper, it was written that anyone who inhales the water can never forget it, but he's unlikely to live to remember it. 18 days after the Great Stink began, it was agreed that something must be done. Enter Joseph Bazalgette. He was a civil engineer, the kind responsible for designing and constructing public works such as roads, bridges and canals. Bazalgette had a plan, and the authorities were only too happy to listen. It would take 16 years to equip London with the new sewage systems and pumping stations. Have you ever walked along the embankment? You might be thinking of the broad stone walkway where the Aquarium and London Eye are. In 1858, there was simply wet, marshy land there. Bazalgette had 3 stone embankments built to prevent London from becoming flooded. He also ordered the rebuilding of the Hammersmith Bridge and Battersea Bridge to improve the flow of water. Next time you wander out of your front door onto a clean street, take a moment to remember Joseph Bazalgette. His clever planning and remarkable efforts probably saved thousands of lives. Furthermore, his inspired engineering is still helping to keep our city healthy today.